I've made an attempt to talk to all senators who voted against this amendment last time so that I could give them new information, evidence of misleading Congress, as well as some of the recent reports that have been published that show a failure in the system that continues to not put survivors first and retaliation rates that have not changed. We're still at 62% retaliation rate. I think many senators that we've spoken to are concerned, deeply concerned about the attempt to mislead Congress, deeply concerned that numbers remain unchanged, deeply concerned that our conviction rate is stalled. The military continues to say, we got this. Well, it's not shown in the data. It's not shown in the survivors' testimony. It's not shown in seeing justice being done. So despite their claims that things are getting better, that is not what the evidence tells us, and that's not what any of the research that's been done in the last year tells us. I've spoken to John McCain many times about this issue. I have not spoken to House members yet. I'm very frustrated with the White House. Well, I think what we've discussed today is this is a pervasive problem regardless of where it happens. It's a problem throughout the United States. It's a problem throughout the military. It's a problem throughout civilian society. And what upsets me the most is that the military have not created a justice system that is worthy of the support of men and women who will sacrifice their lives for this country. It is a system that is rife with bias, lack of transparency, and no accountability. And they have not improved the system given all the reforms we put in place. There's an unwillingness by the command to actually prosecute these cases and convict serious felons.